Alfred Hitchcock's 1963 movie The Birds is a terrifying story of a seaside town besieged by flocks of birds that viciously attack human beings. As in many Hitchcock movies, it stars a pretty girl who suffers. In that film, it was Tippi Hedren playing the socialite, Melanie Daniels. The making of The Birds is the subject of a new movie airing tonight on HBO called The Girl. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the story is as haunting as one of Hitchcock's own movies.
Alfred Hitchcock once said, "Blondes make the best victims." Blondes like Grace Kelly in his movie Dial M for Murder. Or Janet Leigh in Psycho. Or Tippi Hedren in The Birds. In one scene, she's brutally clawed and pecked over and over again by ravens and seagulls. In the HBO movie, Sienna Miller plays Tippi Hedren.
I mean, it's such an iconic, incredible film. I first saw it, I think, about 7 years ago, and it was terrifying. Just the concept of something so mundane as a flock of birds turning against you is, you know, just that it's such a simple idea, and yet, you know, every time we walk outside, we see birds, and it stays with you forever.
The great Alfred Hitchcock was riding high in 1962. His most recent movie, Psycho, had been nominated for 4 Oscars. He plucked Tippi Hedren from near obscurity after spotting her on a TV commercial and offered her the starring role in The Birds.
It's got to be bigger, better, scarier. My most ambitious movie ever. And we want you to star in it.
The HBO movie shows just how eager and grateful Hedren was at first.
I'll be putty in your hands. You won't regret it, Hitch.
Now, all we've got to do is hire us some birds.
Playing one of the most popular and eccentric movie directors of all time was a daunting task for actor Toby Jones.
You have to keep saying yes, it will be okay, even in the midst of extreme panic.
To prepare for the role, Toby Jones studied Alfred Hitchcock's voice.
Later on in the film, during the seagull attack.
In the fall of 1962, Hitchcock did an extended interview with French filmmaker François Truffaut.
Because I felt that one line expressed something of the girl's character, of being a spoiled rich girl. We always talk of them being in a gilded cage.
This is Hitchcock, very relaxed, and there's candor. Because we only know the public persona of someone, you're always after, what's it like when the mask slips?
And by most accounts, when Alfred Hitchcock's mask slipped, he could be controlling, self-loathing, and abusive. In the HBO movie, he becomes obsessed with Hedren and tries to mold her into the perfect blonde of his imagination, as screenwriter Gwyneth Hughes puts it. She based the script largely on Donald Spoto's biography of Alfred Hitchcock and interviews with people who worked on The Birds.
Really, life was imitating art to a great degree in this story, and that Tippi Hedren in real life was a Hitchcock blonde, and his growing interest in her, which became an obsession about her, was a very, very, the kind of thing that he might have made a film about in a different universe.
What can I do for you, O star of tomorrow?
I would like you to give me 2 days off, please, so I may attend the ceremony in New York.
Wet rat leaves sinking ship.
It's the first time I've asked you for anything in 3 years.
Oh, you don't ask straight out, no, but you've taken plenty, haven't you?
When Tippi Hedren rebuffed Hitchcock's sexual advances, there were dire consequences for her career. But that's not the only way she suffered. In the famous scene where she's attacked in the attic, he used real birds instead of the mechanical ones he used for other scenes. This was before CGI. But he didn't tell her until just before the filming began. In 2010, Tippi Hedren told NPR what happened.
They had a chain link fence built around the door in which I enter. And there were about 3 or 4 cartons of raven and seagull and a few pigeons thrown in, and which they hurled at me for 5 days.
She certainly could have lost an eye. I think, a bird narrowly missed her eye.
Sienna Miller got to know Tippi Hedren during the filming of The Girl.
She endured an awful lot. She was incredibly exhausted. She collapsed, actually, after that scene and slept for a week. And, she really went through the mill.
You okay to go for another one?
She's fine, Jim. Go again.
Had the birds been made today, Tippi Hedren probably could have sued Alfred Hitchcock for what he put her through. Julian Gerald directed The Girl.
He was obsessed by beauty and almost put her on a pedestal like a goddess, but at the same time, he found some kind of beauty in the way that she was suffering. He was a very complex, strange guy, and there's a real mystery at the heart of Hitchcock.
As for Tippi Hedren, she won a Golden Globe Award for The Birds. She went on to star in Hitchcock's next film, Marnie. She didn't want to work with him ever again, but he wouldn't release her from her contract to let her work with anyone else. She recently said, "He ruined my career, but he didn't ruin my life." The Girl premieres on HBO tonight. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.